The idea of building a rocket launch site in northern Australia is not new. I am told there is reference in an Arthur C. Clarke novel written around about 1947 to such a site as being almost optimum. I don't have a copy of it, I haven't seen one, and if any folks here have it, please, I would appreciate seeing it. I don't have the title of it even. Australia is seen as a good place to locate such a facility for several reasons. Particularly, we're talking, as we are here, a commercial facility. The first thing is, in the northern part of Australia, we have plenty of land available. In fact, the site that we are considering on Cape York has more land to offer than any other launch site in the world, apart from the Soviets. And their site consists of the entire state of Kazakhstan, and we can't hope to beat that. But even more important from a commercial point of view is that Australia, despite the conflicts that sometimes exist between this city and that outer suburb of Sydney, I don't think we've ever actually had a shooting civil war here, which means that Australia offers a pretty attractive environment for someone who wants to pour some capital into a facility like this. And that's a comment that we've had from several organisations throughout the world. If you look at all the other equatorial countries throughout the world, the equatorial parts of countries throughout the world even, there aren't too many of them that offer a better climate for large projects of this type to a commercial entrepreneur than Australia. We also have the advantage that in the north of our country there are several large projects that have created infrastructure like ports and railways and shipping facilities and all this sort of stuff. So there is no reason why we shouldn't be able to take advantage of that. Okay, well, all these thoughts simmered for a while, like about 20 years. And if we jump forward to about in the early 80s, I personally maintain that this current series of studies into a site on Cape York can be traced back to a pub in England around about, must have been early 1980. That stage I was at British Aerospace in England. I think it was one of our guys' birthday parties or something. There was a team of about 30 Australians over there, and I was part of that, of course. And as Australians do, when they're away from home, they go down the pub and talk fondly of home. Well, I definitely recall the concept of a launch site emerging from that rather hazy night. It was talked about fairly often, and I think in some of us it sort of stewed in our brains for some time after that. Well, certainly something stewed in our brains that night, I know, because I felt rotten the next day. Anyhow, over a period of time, many of those 30 Australian engineers in England at that time filtered back to Australia. We kept in touch fairly often, actually, and I recall a conversation with one of those of engineers, who is now a computer programmer up at Stromlo in Canberra, about this crazy idea that Will had in a pub in Stevenage 5 years earlier, 3 years earlier. And at that time we were both in the Institute of Engineers National Space Engineering Committee. That institution, that committee was fairly keen to get its teeth into some fairly solid projects. So while I was away on holidays actually, this other person contacted the chairman and organised that a team from the institution go up and see Sir Joe himself, would you believe? And in a matter of, like, I know it was under half an hour, got 93,000 to do a Phase A feasibility study out of Sir Joe. Try that in the government of Victoria.
I came back from holidays and found we had a fully blown feasibility study on our hands. I might add that I believe that this is the first time the institution has ever sponsored a study of this type, and I think it shows a fair amount of credit for the institution itself in becoming fairly active and positively active in such sorts of studies. Anyhow, where does that take us? Okay, you've heard the first line of that already. All that happened in late 86. Queensland government gave us about 3 months to do a very first cut, trying to think of the official phrase, pre-feasibility study. That was completed in February 87. The institution's publishing arm, EA Australia, published it. I know at the moment it's in the third printing. I'm told it's the most popular thing that the institute has ever published and sold. It sort of publishes oodles of freebies. So if from that point alone, I think the phase one was fairly successful. What phase one showed was, yep, all our gut feelings are basically right. There is no technical reason why you shouldn't be able to establish a site on somewhere on Cape York. There were several sites that were suggested, and there was one in particular that at that time was the favoured site. The big conclusion that came out of the IEOS study though was that wherever it's built, that there are certain advantages, very positive advantages, on locating the facility near the existing township of Weeper. That was advantages that come not simply because there's a township there, but because of certain flight path issues that, as I explained earlier, in that a Weeper-based site offers potential for a polar orbit flight path over Central Australia, or over parts of Central Australia. It also offers an easterly flight path, and Weeper itself is there, an existing shipping port that handles 25,000 tonne tankers, more tankers, I mean. There's the basis of a train line there as well, and it's an existing township of 3,000 or so people. So basically that general concept looked fairly healthy.